What's up, dude?
Not much, just hanging out. So these interview questions will be kind of brief, but if you really want to, just go in depth as much as possible, or just feel free to go in depth as much as possible, you know?
Yeah, for sure, dude.
So just start off with your name, your graduation date, and your major or your practice in Kinesis.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Duncan Morgan, and I'm a senior. I'll be graduating in May 2019. I forgot what year it was. I've been an applied exercise science major since 2015, so I'm still on the old course catalog. I didn't switch to Kinesis. I'm actually finished with the major already. I did it pretty quickly, but I really enjoyed it. It was a really good time. Learned a lot.
All right. So why did you choose AES to begin with?
Yeah. So coming into college, I was kind of unsure about what I wanted to do. The only real inclination I had was because I really liked the human body. I really liked athletics. I'd always been an athlete. And I just decided to go with something that I knew I could take into practice in my own life. So in high school, I went through physical therapy, and I was like, oh, maybe I can do something like that, because I really liked the way that my physical therapist interacted with me, and I was like, that sounds like a job I could do. So, as someone who's always been an athlete and interested in the human body, I figured it seemed just natural, and I've always been inclined towards science and that kind of thing. So, yeah, it seemed natural. I really enjoyed it right off the bat, you know, just having the hands-on classes. I was like, yeah, this is for me. So, yeah.
That's amazing to hear. For AES, or like, are you certified? Like, what areas are you certified in?
Yeah, so I've chosen not to get. Hello.
Hello.
All right, let's try that again.
Yeah. So just again, start with your graduation year, why you chose AES, and your certifications.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Duncan. I'll be graduating in May 2019. I've been an applied exercise science major since 2015 when I started at APU. I've been here all 4 years. There have been a couple of certification opportunities throughout the major. The only ones I've gotten have been just like first aid and BLS, which is basic life support. And I think, yeah, that includes like CPR and that kind of stuff. I had the opportunity to get the CPT, and I chose not to because I think I'm going to do the Certified Strength and Conditioning Specialist after graduation, which is kind of just a higher level of CPT. Other than that, I don't really have any specific certifications for AES.
Very well, very well. So, Duncan, I'm going to ask you this question, and you can go in depth as much as you want. So what are your next steps? Graduation, or kind of like your career, your field, like what's the next steps, man?
Yeah, so I'm actually doing a missions program through APU called His Years. I will be serving in Thailand for the next 2 years starting in September, and I'll be doing documentary filmmaking, which is a little off the beaten path for an exercise science major, but yeah, I've definitely, like, throughout my time at APU, I've kind of found my calling in telling stories that way. And I'm definitely going to use my degree to some extent, but it's mostly going to be kind of just like service. Playing. And I've had some experience with that throughout the major. My internship was as a PE teacher for Azusa Unified School District. So, I've had a lot of experience, working with kids, working with athletics, that kind of thing. And I'm sure that will translate very easily into my missionary position. I'm kind of just like dedicated to life as a missionary, life on the road, traveling and serving, which has definitely come through APU, but not necessarily through the major as much. But I think it'll definitely be a very useful tool while I'm over there. Yeah.
Mm. So basically, you're just going to be like a PE teacher on a mission trip?
Yeah, I mean, that'll be part of it. But my main objective there will be just like making films and bringing awareness to the causes that we're doing over there, and hopefully bringing in some funding from outside sources to deal with the issues we're dealing with. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. That's amazing to hear, man. That's really cool. Yeah. So after everything, after you're done with APU, after all the certifications, what's like, what's the end goal, man? Like, what's the career goal for you?
Yeah, so I would love to own like my own small production company, kind of just making a living that way. But eventually, I'd love to go back to school for occupational therapy. So I really like working with kids, especially kids with special needs. I've had some experience with that as well through APU. I worked at a position called Young Life, and my specific location was called Capernaum, and it was all children with special needs. So they were all high school and college age, you know, with different varying degrees of Down syndrome and autism and other, you know, other mental disorders. And it was really, really cool to just like work with a special population and try to adapt and see what's the difference, what's similar, you know, how can I relate to them? And it took a lot, it was a big learning curve, but I really enjoyed it. So I think that my calling is definitely with special populations, whether that's mental or physical disorders or elderly people, that kind of thing. So yeah.
That's really awesome to hear, Duncan. That's really, it's really awesome. Let's see here. Hi, Matt. All right. So a couple last questions for you. General advice for college freshmen or transfers to APU. So it could be like talking about students who are transferring into AES. Uh-huh. Like what could have you done like better, or, you know, what are some things that you wish you could have done, or things that you did pretty well?
Yeah. My general advice that I think applies to a lot of people is don't take the easy route, because AES and kinesiology, there's a pretty clear-cut way to get through it really easily. You can graduate early, you can, you know, kind of skimp on classes, but and I kind of did that, but you know, now that I'm like in my last semester, I'm like, I'm not doing anything, I'm just kind of chilling, and like it's not very satisfying. So I wish I had, you know, picked up a minor, or, you know, done some harder classes that aren't necessarily required, but that are options in the major. Because yeah, there's a lot of room built in for taking extra classes, taking a little bit harder classes. It's not the most academically intensive major. While there are hard classes built in, it's not like you shouldn't be like stretching yourself super hard if you take the easy way. So yeah, I would recommend, you know, find out which professors are really good, whether they're hard or not, take those classes. You know, take classes with like Paul Seville. He's an excellent, excellent professor. I've had him for two classes, and I really, really loved him. Even though they were hard, I really liked it. So yeah, don't necessarily just find out which professor is going to give you the best grade. Find out which one you're going to learn the most from. Because as someone who's practicing exercise science in any capacity, you should know what you're talking about. You should, you know, be an expert in your field. It's kind of a lot of people, you know, come out of the major having learned the bare minimum, and then they go into the workforce, and then they're just like kind of figuring it out, and they don't really know what they're doing, which is not necessarily the best representation of, you know, APU as a whole and, you know, our major department. So yeah, just challenge yourself, take some classes that you may or may not like necessarily need, but that you think are interesting, that you think will benefit you as a person. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all I have for you. Cool, thank you, Duncan, for just taking your time to answer these questions for me and,
yeah, dude.
You know, talking, with me through, you know, your life at APU and just your your adventure in the kinesiology program, and it's really good to hear that your journey, so that I can actually apply it to my own.
Yeah.
And you know, like, and you know, I look up to you and I look up to Matt, and it's I really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, for sure, dude. And anytime you have questions, whether it's school related or not, you know, I know we're not that much older, but you know, we've gone through like what you're about to go through essentially. Yeah. So yeah, anytime, dude.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you, Duncan. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, man. See you soon.
All right. Bye.